Just hours after Greece gave in to painful new job and spending cuts, European ministers declared yesterday that Athens didn't go far enough and demanded more within a week in exchange for a 130 billion euro bailout to stave off bankruptcy. And Schneibel reports.
The ministers gave debt-ridden Greece until the middle of next week to find an extra 325 million euro in savings, pass the cuts through a divided parliament, and get written guarantees that they would be implemented even after the elections of a new government in April. The new austerity plan, which makes sharp cuts to the minimum wage and thousands of public sector jobs, ignited fresh criticism from unions and the country's deputy labor minister, who resigned in protest after Greece agreed to the deal. Even debt inspectors conceded that the new measures would keep the country in a recession for a fifth straight year. The Greek finance minister, Evangelos Venizelos, said the government had reached a strong and credible deal.
We have also a deal with the private creditors on the basic parameters of the PSI. We need now the political endorsement of the Eurogroup for the final step.
A forced bankruptcy would likely lead to Greece's exit from the Euro common currency, a situation, European officials say, would hurt other weak countries like Portugal, Ireland, and Italy. I'm Anne Schneibel.